So let's go to Pietermaritzburg now. Jacob Zuma's arms deal corruption trial postponed yet again. It's been postponed by a week to allow for a plea to be submitted. So Zuma's lawyers are looking at bringing what is called a Section 106(1)(h) plea to have the prosecutor, in this case, Billy Downer, removed. And this kind of plea is what one could raise in response to a criminal charge. And usually it's brought when the plea is actually entered. So, for example, if a prosecutor isn't properly appointed, if they're a private advocate, if the court doesn't have jurisdiction. And here's a piece of very random institutional memory, as I was reminded today that, in fact, in 2008 to 2009, Andrew Phillips, who's the owner of the Grand, ex of the ranch, actually brought a 106(1)(h) plea successfully, and he was acquitted because the prosecutor in that case was a private prosecutor. So it has been known to be successful in the past, but that is what is happening in that matter. But now they've delayed for a week to allow that plea process to happen. So let's go straight to Sipho Ngwema, who is the spokesperson for the NPA, who is speaking on this matter. So, Sipho, Jacob Zuma's lawyers are at pains today to say that he is prepared to go to trial. He wants the trial to start. You want the trial to start. Everyone wants the trial to start, yet the trial is not starting.
Yes, good afternoon, Mandy, and good afternoon to your listeners. Indeed, as you saw, our witness was there. We are ready to start with the trial. We had agreed the last time with the defense on all pre-trial issues were resolved, and today we are supposed to start the trial in earnest. However, they brought up a surprise, which we thought when we heard the rumors that they were going to bring an application. They did call Billy to indicate that they are going to bring an application for his refusal this morning. They had no papers. They were not ready. So they said no. They will bring a special plea in terms of Section 105. And in terms of the section, which is H, that they are citing, they're claiming that Billy has not the allegation. Billy has been working on this case at least for the past 20 years. They have been dealing with them. They've been interacting with him. He has convicted people on other cases related to this. One of those is the Shabir Sheikh matter. Billy was the prosecutor there. So we want to see, in terms of the reasons they're going to bring, why they think that Billy does not have authority.
So I've heard a few different rumors. Obviously, it's always rumor in the legal fraternity that it could be perhaps that he's nearing or past retirement age. Or alternatively, I know that there has been issues raised by Jacob Zuma in previous applications that he's biased or that he has part of some kind of conspiracy. But that was already found on by the court, if I recall correctly.
Yes, indeed. When they brought the stay of prosecution, that was part of the arguments on that matter. They lost that case. But this one, it's a special plea in terms of whether the accused will plead guilty or not guilty. Of course, they want to bring this special plea with regards to his delegation. So it may not, it can't bring those substantial cases in terms of those conspiracy theories. However, in terms of the delegation, Billy is a member of the NPA. He is duly authorized by the National Director of Prosecution to act as a prosecutor. He has been exercising this function. So we want to see what reasons would be behind that.
Sipho, thank you very much for your time. Sipho Ngwema, NPA spokesperson. Let's go to Nkosikona Duma, live from the Pietermaritzburg High Court now, where that matter has wrapped up for the day and for the week. Nkosikona, thank you for your time today. Take us through the events that occurred this morning.
Well, Mandy, right now I'm outside the Pietermaritzburg High Court, in fact, across the road, where a mini rally has been held in support of the former President Jacob Zuma. You know, many senior leaders of the party, NEC members, are also here, and we have seen also the leaders of the KZN ANC. It seems as if the tone that is being said here is that the former president, as they have said, what Sipho Ngwema referred to as conspiracy theory, that the former president is being pursued for political reasons. That is being uttered here. So hundreds, really, many of people who are gathered, where social distancing seems to be an idea that is currently suspended. The son of the former president, Duduzane Zuma, earlier addressing the media, saying that the matter has been going on for a while. They want the matter to proceed, just like the lawyers of the former president stated earlier. Yeah. But they now want the matter to conclude the way in which it should conclude. But as analysts have told us, many citizens were in for delay in this matter.
And Kosi Kona, as you say, I'm watching on the TV screen Tony Ngeni looking very hip and cool in his all-star hat over there. But there's no social distancing. No one's wearing masks. It's all a bit concerning. But some interesting people coming out to support Jacob Zuma today. Of course, Ace Magashule was there. Who else was there today?
Well, it is. So the group of interesting people, I mean, are also people are having their own difficulties with the law. Ace Magashule, of course. You see Tony again as well, who's also, I know, faced legal challenges pertaining to methods of corruption. Mongani Bongo is here, Mandy. But what we've also seen, and I think it's important to mention that we're also seeing ANC dynamics playing out here. The leadership of the KZN ANC are saying that they are here specifically to manage the supporters of former President Jacob Zuma, because they feel that this event is being used to misrepresent the image of the ANC, and they feel that some people actually take advantage of the case to pursue their own agenda. And what you saw here, man, is that Dumisani Ntuli, who's the secretary of the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal, as well as Premier Sikhedzi Galala, who's also the chairperson of the province, was actually being booed. In fact, they're being heckled time and time again on this particular platform. And so we're seeing those dynamics of the ANC playing out here, where they are being seen to be on the other side. Is just they're pro Cyril Ramaphosa, and the others are they belong to what is called the radical economic transformation group. And those dynamics are definitely playing out here.
Nkosi Kona Duma outside the Pietermaritzburg High Court, thank you for that crossing. I see Tony Ngeni saying there's no trial in SA that has taken this long. He's busy talking at the matter. That's because the trial hasn't started yet. And how long was the Burumakh trial? I think that was also a good decade and a bit. But if you missed it a bit earlier on, Advocate Billy Downer did start off proceedings, and have a listen to what he had to say.
My Lord, then I beg leave of the court for me to be on my feet, as this is now formally the start of the trial. The court will be aware that the matter was postponed until today for the trial to start. Might I just begin by mentioning that we had discussions with your lordship in chambers where the various issues, procedural issues relating to the start of the trial were discussed. And it falls to the state to decide how to proceed from this point onwards. I might just put on record, as we indicated to your lordship in chambers, that my learned friend, Mr. Masuku, informed me last week that they intended bringing, on behalf of Mr. Zuma, an application for me as the prosecutor, the lead prosecutor together, as the lead prosecutor, for me to be recused or to recuse myself. And we were promised that papers would come only today. I haven't seen them yet, my lord. I've been told about them. The position now, as I understand from my learned friend, Mr. Masuku, is that there is a substantial special plea, in terms of Section 106(1)(h) of the Criminal Procedure Act. For your convenience, my lord, we do have facilities which enable documentary evidence to be displayed to the court, and this will be the first opportunity for us to show the effect of such electronic displays. So we now are all able to see Section 106(1)(h), which is a plea that the prosecutor has no title to prosecute. That is what my learned friend informs me, although, as I say, I haven't yet seen the papers.
Advocate Billy Downer there in the Pietermaritzburg High Court. Zuma seeking to raise a Section 106(1)(h) plea. They'll be back in court next week, Monday.